KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
Carla Wilton is the Chief Operations Officer at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and we're going to be talking about how to select a dementia care community for memory support, something many of us are faced with in our families. So what exactly is memory care, Carla?
Special programming for people who are living with Alzheimer's or related dementia. Typically, it's space set aside in a community that has specially trained staff and specially designed spaces to really allow someone living with dementia to function at their highest potential with people around them that understand the disease and can really assist them in making sure their life is lived well in the midst of that disease.
It's confusing for the patient also, so it really takes loving care. My wife's mother had Alzheimer's, and she knew that something wasn't right, you know, but she certainly benefited from the kind of care that you're talking about. Now, I'm assuming that you do exactly that at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Am I correct?
In the 70s, actually, we built our Brattsburg Memory Care Unit at Emmanuel Skilled Care Center, and it was one of the first in the country that specialized in memory support. And we ran that for, you know, 3 or 4 decades. And then in 2017, I guess it was, we opened the Lodge at Buffalo Hill, which is licensed for assisted living memory support. And really, it's a beautifully designed space, and 24 residents who live there who have some sort of memory decline, but are able to spend their days with other people, their neighbors who have a similar experience, and staff who understand the disease and are able to, you know, really make, you know, activities and meals and grooming and all those things comfortable for them because of their expertise.
Okay. Now, maybe you can explain the difference between assisted care and memory care.
Assisted living is really for folks who live pretty independently, but just need some assistance with their activities of daily living, bathing, grooming, dressing, mobility kinds of issues. But so memory support can be either licensed as assisted living or skilled nursing. But the difference is, regardless of how it's licensed, is that specialized training of the staff and really the environmental design that lends itself to supporting people with memory loss. Because oftentimes, and you might have experienced this with your mother-in-law, where they are still pretty healthy physically and can still, there's a lot that they can do independently, and they're often still very active, but their memory is diminished. And so that kind of support, at least from the staff's perspective, is oftentimes less physical support and more mental, emotional support. So it really takes a special type of person to be able to work in that environment.
You're looking for encouragement. I know my wife's mother had a keen sense of humor, which would manifest itself from time to time. And that was encouraging for us. Now, how do you manage transitions?
I think that is probably the most challenging thing for families, like, you know, because oftentimes at the beginning of any disease process, I think as families, you know, the goal is to keep mom or dad or your husband or wife home with you. And oftentimes there comes a point in the disease process where it just becomes harder and harder. Maybe it's not even safe, you know, if they start to want to leave the house and they don't know where they're going, or they leave the stove on and forget. Some of it becomes a safety issue. And so there are a variety of ways to manage that transition. One of them certainly can be a lot of memory support services have a daycare component. Sometimes I encourage families to start out, you know, with a few hours a week, maybe with the day services, so that they can get to know the staff and the resident can sort of become acquainted with the environment. that is sometimes a way to start. And then once you need full-time care for your loved one, it's really just making the decision and doing it.
That kind of provides a bridge of familiarity or comfort for the patient doing it that way. Is the staff specialized for these different conditions?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's probably what sets a staff in memory support apart from our other levels of living is the training that they receive. And there's all kinds of things come up in a day where a staff member might be perceived by the resident to be their mother or their daughter or someone that they're working for, you know, and the staff to be able to really live in whatever world the resident is in at that moment, to also kind of understand what makes a resident nervous or brings them anxiety and try to minimize those times. The goal of in any memory support program is to, even though someone can't remember maybe what happened this morning, the feeling that they have from what happened stays with them longer. So you want to string together moments of joy throughout the day.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Carla. I can relate to what you said about mistaking you for somebody else. When I was about 16, my father's mother was in an assisted living situation. She was, I think we used to call it that something else. You know, that was before there was Alzheimer's and dementia. But she thought I was my dad when he was younger.
Yeah.
And so I would walk in and she'd talking to me like that. It was like a flashback for her. And of course, I didn't know how to handle it, but I did love my grandmother and I wanted to encourage her. How does the lodge staff plan differ from other communities, Carla?
We do staff 4 caregivers to every 6 residents, which is, you know, really good staffing ratios in our assisted living. It could be 12 to 15 to 1. But because of really the social and emotional needs in memory support, you end up spending a lot more one-on-one time than you would in traditional assisted living or even skilled nursing. So our staffing, there's much lower ratios staff to resident.
That's good. What's a typical day like in the lodge?
It's kind of funny, right, to think about typical. You're never bored in a memory support unit or in the lodge for sure. But typically, we like to let residents wake up on their own. You know, one of the things that we know about someone living with dementia, you don't want to frighten them or startle them. So the more naturally in the morning they can wake up, the better than having someone come in and wake them up. So we try to let folks wake up naturally on their own. We have family style dining. So someone, hopefully they're waking up to the smell of breakfast cooking. Mm. Coffee on, you know, so it's those, we believe it smells and all of our senses are heightened when we have dementia. And so those cues that it's time for breakfast, so the smell of coffee or bacon. And so, you know, they have breakfast. There's a full activity program typically in the morning after breakfast. There's exercise or devotion, lunch, and then more programming in the afternoon, you know, really trying to get, we have an enclosed courtyard, so when the weather's nice, they can go out. We have raised gardens, so in the summer, they had beautiful gardens. We'll start to, you know, be doing pumpkin decorating,
okay.
And maybe you have pumpkin bread with that, you know, so you try to combine different sensory things in an activity.
Okay, one thing I was thinking about is the residents there. Do they mingle or are they grouped by cognitive level? How does that work?
Yeah, we have all different levels of dementia in the same environment. And it's just, you know, it really creates, it's almost like, you know, if you think about, you know, in a really healthy classroom, you know, kids kind of helping each other. They're at different, maybe educational levels, but they step in and help each other. And you see that happening in the lodge. That maybe someone higher functioning will kind of take someone who is more progressed in their disease under their wing and kind of show them the ropes, or someone new, you know, kind of show them the ropes or help them, you know what's next. They might help set the table. And so it really, it's pretty endearing to see the residents really become a family and assist each other. And so, yeah, we have a variety of stages of dementia all living in okay. that community together.
Well, that's very interesting and encouraging, too, you know, that being able to help each other, they feel like they're doing something positive. We're talking with Emmanuel Lutheran Community's Chief Operations Officer, Carla Wilton, focusing on memory support, and we'll have more in a moment.
When you've been hospitalized for an illness, an injury, or surgery, there's no better place to recover than the Retreat at Buffalo Hill. Short-term rehabilitation in a spectacular setting with its private, beautifully appointed guest rooms and lodge-like design. You know, the Retreat feels less like a clinic and more like a fine hotel. The Retreat staff offers the highest level of professional and technical services, and its therapy gyms even include an underwater treadmill for aquatic therapy and the region's only anti-gravity treadmill. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities focus on promoting whole person wellness, which also means you'll find plenty to do while you recover. For more information or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Our conversation this day with Carla Wilton. She's the COO at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and we've been focusing on memory care, memory support in the community. And maybe, you know, you've made it sound very, very inviting, very encouraging for someone. How are care plans developed there? And what's the fee structure like, Carla?
We are really purposeful about learning as much as we can about someone before they move in. So we have a family history or a personal history that we ask the family to complete that tells us about childhood stories and their professional life and kids and where they've lived and traveled. Because we know that dementia is a disease of regression, right? And so at any time, maybe, you know, a woman is a new mother again and looking for her children, or, you know, a gentleman is, you know, back in his professional life. And so we want to understand as much as we can about who they are so that we can create a really personalized care plan around that person and make sure that we have, you know, maybe if someone, you know, worked in an office their whole life, maybe we, you know, maybe they need an office to go to every day or a tool chest to fix things or, you know, whatever it is, we want to make sure that we are honoring who they are in their service plan. So those are very personalized. The fee structure, I came from another community before coming to Emmanuel, and we had this fee structure where it was a base fee and then we had service levels. So it, as the person's disease progressed, I was having to have these conversations with families. I guess I know your mother's disease is progressing and now you have to pay more money. And those were hard conversations for both me and for the family, right? They're trying to deal with not only the progression of the disease, but also the fact that now all of a sudden it's going to cost more money. And so we made a decision when we opened the lodge that we were going to have a flat fee for our fee structure. And so that we could provide whatever the resident needed at whatever stage in their disease they were. And we weren't having to have these conversations. I mean, we'll still have to have conversations about this is where we see your mom's disease progressing to, but it's not connected to dollars.
Okay. Well,
and,
I was just going to say that's beautiful and very sensitive, you know, and it gives the family a foundation going forward too. Now, what about if somebody needs physical therapy?
Yeah, so we're fortunate that we have an amazing therapy team as part of Emmanuel, and they're able to actually come over to the lodge and provide outpatient therapy to our residents at the lodge. And so it's a great benefit. You know, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities is a full service retirement community. So we have independent living, assisted living, the lodge, memory support, the retreat, which is our short-term rehab with that therapy team, and then long-term care. So, you know, being part of a continuum allows us a lot of benefits for our residents who live on campus, and having that therapy right on campus in their home is a great benefit.
Yeah, and it's very welcoming for the resident too. What about other services, you know, that come to mind, haircuts and manicures for the ladies and that kind of thing.
Yeah, we have a salon right in the lodge. And so we have a stylist who comes in and is able to, you know, make sure that the ladies get their wash and set weekly or whatever they're used to having before they ever move to the lodge. So that's a big deal. And we really try to be as self-contained in the lodge as possible. So all cooking is done in there. You know, that becomes a really safe place for people who live there.
Uh-huh.
So we try to make every effort for people to not have to go out. So like we have, you know, a nurse practitioner who visits in there. So the chances of having to go out to the doctor are minimized. And so, yeah, most services that someone needs in a day are provided right there in the lodge.
Okay, we're going to talk next with Carla Wilton, the COO at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, about preparing our loved ones for the move to the community.
Whether you need a place to recover from surgery or to live independently, you have services available to you within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. ILC is a life plan community. Now that means independent living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and nursing care all within the same beautiful campus. You also have access to multiple restaurants, a fitness center, a pool, and a beautiful apartment home or villa. With apartments available on a traditional monthly rental basis, you can get away from the hindrance of home ownership and maintenance, but retain the freedom to live life your way while having priority access to services you may need now or in the future. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, voted the best in the Flathead. Now accepting residents for independent living or rehabilitation after surgery. Just call 752-9625, 752-9625, and experience a life of splendor every day.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Yeah, our conversation today is with Carla Wilton. She's the Chief Operations Officer at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. And naturally, I haven't been watching the time. We're kind of running late, Carla. So I have a list of questions here that I'm going to rapid fire at you. How can I prepare for my loved one's move to the community?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that it's the caregiver who makes the decision. And unfortunately, you know, especially if it's a spouse situation, you're used to making these decisions together. There comes a point in the disease process where your loved one is not able to help make that decision. And so it really is up to the caregiver to decide when the time is right.
Okay.
And then you just have to do it. Yeah.
Okay. So how do I tell my family member they're moving then?
Well, you don't do it very far ahead, because remember we talked about how those feelings, you don't remember what happened,
yeah,
but the feelings stay with you. So if you have that conversation too far ahead, first of all, you're going to have it multiple times. And then that feeling of fear or anxiety stays with them, even though they don't know why.
Okay.
And so you really wait until all the plans are made, and then you sit down and say, this is what we're, and it's really like when it's happening.
Okay.
Because our goal is to protect their feelings, right? And not have them just living in this constant state of fear.
Very, very good point. I mean, we're at this point where we know we need help, and so this is a positive step forward. What should we bring when we move in?
So you really think about what is meaningful to that person. Typically, the room will be smaller, you know, than their house, of course. But you want there to be some familiar things, so family photos, a favorite chair, a quilt or bedspread that's familiar to them, so that when they look in that space, it triggers that it's theirs.
Mm.
So it's going to be unique to each resident. What are the things that are really meaningful, you know, kind of their most prized things that will trigger some memories for them, and they'll really feel at home there. It's not about going out and buying new things to decorate this new space. It really is bringing in those really familiar, warm things that will make them feel good when they walk into that space.
Okay, now, when they get there, are we talking private rooms? What are the living accommodations like?
All of our rooms at the lodge are private. It's like an ensuite, basically. So it's one room, like a hotel room with a bathroom and shower connected. And that's done purposefully because residents in memory support spend most of their time out in the community area. So we have a really nice living room, a nice activity space, a great dining room. So we really want residents to spend most of their awake hours out interacting with the staff and their neighbors.
Okay.
And so those rooms are really primarily their bedroom.
Okay. Well, how does the staff help the new resident adjust, Carla?
Yeah, I think, it requires those first couple weeks really require additional staff time to get someone acclimated. They're getting to know our staff. Our staff is getting to know them, making sure, to draw them out, bring them out to meals, invite personal invitations out to activities, really finding out, watching, doing a lot of observing, like what gets them excited, what are they engaging in, so that you can add more of those things to their service plan. So it really does require at the beginning just more individual hand-holding, if you will, and just using all those special things they've been trained in to find those things that are going to be meaningful to that new resident.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're a resident of the community now, and of course the family wants to come and visit. How does that work?
So during COVID, everything is different. Typically, I would say family members are welcome to come and visit anytime and share a meal. Right now, as you know, the positivity rate in the Flathead Valley is really high, and we can't have any visitors in our building. We do have an outdoor visitation area that families can reserve, but as it's getting colder, that's becoming less attractive for sure. Families can visit at windows, but what we really need the community to help us by wearing masks and social distancing so that our positivity rate can come down so that we can have families back in our building. We miss them. The residents miss them. We miss them. And, but we just can't do it right now with so many active cases in our community.
Well, that's understandable. And the last question I have for you is, how do you at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities support the families on an ongoing basis?
Yeah, we've done a variety of things. In the past, we have had a family support group. Or a family meeting. Right now, I'm sending out a weekly update to our families. Our staff call the families weekly to give them updates. Since the families can't be in, the staff in the lodge each has a group of families that's their responsibility to communicate with weekly and just let them know how their loved one's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we, provide pictures of, special events. And then, really just being present and available to the families as they need to communicate or, to kind of process where their loved one's at in their disease process. And so we try to do it on a variety of ways from, kind of group communication to individual. We meet quarterly in care plan conferences with the families. So just try to support them in the best way. And it's different for every family, but what's most meaningful for them and for us to be able to keep them updated on how their loved ones are doing.
Well, thank you very much, Carla. Very informative, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. That's all about now what do we call it exactly? It's a memory care?
Yep, it's the Lodge at Buffalo Hill.
Lodge at Buffalo Hill Memory Care. Stay updated on Emmanuel Lutheran Communities' response to COVID-19. You can go online at www.ilcorp.org. Or you can reach Carla directly in the area 406. The number is 752-9612. Thanks so much, Carla.
Yep, you bet.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.